Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Sunny today with a high near 77. Tonight, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 62, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m., partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 85 degrees. And in the news for today, Governor Tony Evers and GOP challenger Tim Michaels announced they will debate October 14th in a televised show organized by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, their only head-to-head meeting ahead of the November election. It's the fewest number of general election debates between Wisconsin governor candidates since 1998. Next month's debate, to be broadcast statewide, will feature a panel of six journalists asking questions of the candidates while another three provide background. There are plenty of differences between the two candidates, but we agree that voters deserve this opportunity to hear directly from each candidate, Evers campaign manager Cassie Fanilli and Michaels campaign manager Patrick McNulty said in a joint statement. 4 years ago, Evers met then-Governor Scott Walker twice in debates ahead of the November election. In 2014, Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke also met twice, while Walker and then-Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett met three times in 2010. In other Evers-Michaels reporting, Evers said he's confident he will win over a good number of independent voters in November, touting the $2 billion in income tax cuts he signed as part of the Republican written budget. Evers acknowledged the race will be close between him and Republican Michaels ahead of a new Marquette University Law School poll scheduled for release on Wednesday. There was a poll last time from some renowned institution that had me up like 7 points, and you just know that's not true. You get a gut feeling, and my feeling is it's going to be tight and we're going to win. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has filed a lawsuit against the Wisconsin Elections Commission for using a national voter registration form, arguing it violates state law by not asking for information about felony convictions. The suit filed last Thursday on behalf of a Wisconsin voter also argued the form improperly includes a question about racial or ethnic background and that WEC didn't follow the required process in approving it for state use. The suit seeks a declaratory judgment that the use of the form is illegal and WEC must withdraw it. The lawsuit does not seek action regarding voters who have already used the form to register to vote. The conservative group's complaint alleges the form's use is illegal because the state requires WEC to design voter registration forms that, quote, obtain information from each voter, including whether they have been convicted of a felony, they have not been pardoned for, and whether they are on parole, probation, or extended supervision. Again, this report comes with permission for our use from WisPolitics. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.